Well, Jim, a 4-1 defeat to Bury, you'd sort of flattered them tonight, I think.
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, I think they deserved the win. But, you know, there's plenty of positives for us tonight, but there's things that need working on. We're disappointed in the manner in which they come and the time of when they come. Again, just, you know, a little bit of naivety or what have you. You know, we've got done for the penalty after 2 minutes. We've given a corner away second half after 2 minutes and we conceded again in the second half after 5 minutes. We give ourselves an uphill battle. We've done it last week against Bournemouth. You know, we show characters, get back into the game, but then we've gone and done it again. So we're disappointed with regards to how we've conceded the goals. But I have to be honest, I think they just looked a little bit sharper than us, a little bit more slicker, a better experience about them. But, you know, you've got to remember, I'm not making excuses, but we've got a lot of tired legs at the minute. This is our third game in 6 days. You know, we've put a massive amount of energy and commitment into the Bournemouth game 6 days ago. Again, in a local derby and what it meant to everyone on Saturday. And we've come here today, you know, we're looking at the lads and we're speaking to them. Sometimes you can just, you know, coming to the end of the month and the games that they've played, you know, Bury weren't involved last week. You know, they've gone Saturday to Saturday, so it's a great opportunity for them. They've made one change from the weekend. A few of ours have been forced upon us tonight. You know, Barry Roach has been missing training with a thigh problem, but he's getting through the games. It's a great opportunity to have a look at Big Dan because we don't know when we're going to need him. And I thought he acquitted himself well and did well for us. So we had that. You know, Cole's just carrying a slight groin. And if I'm going to play him tonight, I run the risk of him being injured or do I hold him back and give someone an opportunity where we give Reece Tain an opportunity tonight. And I thought he was a positive, getting his first 90 under his belt in about 2 years. So that's great. Paul Mullen scored a good goal. You know, Peter Murphy coming back in. So there is plenty of positives. We're just a little bit disappointed in the manner how we got beat, how we conceded the goals. But credit to Bury. I just thought they had the upper edge on us in all departments, but maybe 4-1 might have flattered them. You know, we certainly should have scored more than the one that we did. But on the other hand, we could have conceded a few more. But, you know, you look at the players there today who've been playing every day, every game, the likes of Edwards, the likes of Whitmore, Fleming, they're looking, you know, Wakefield, they're looking, you know, a little bit as if in need of a rest. So we've had to manage the squad tonight. We've given people opportunities. And as I say, there's positives there, but there's plenty to work on. But we can be proud of what we've done this month. We'll take the defeat tonight, but, you know, we've got to make sure that we learn from it. Now we, you know, we go about our business when we go back into the league programme at the weekend now, and that's what we'll do. We'll analyse it and reflect on the performance, and we'll have a chat as a group on Thursday. We'll have a look at it as individuals and as a group, and, you know, just pick one or two things up that we can improve on to make us better going back into our league programme.
A real positive was seeing Peter Murphy 8 minutes ago. I wasn't expecting to see him, so that was great.
Yeah, it was, and you know, we've looked at it, and with Luke going, we're a little bit short on numbers again. There's a place on the bench. Peter's due to start his first game next week for the reserves. He's doing everything that he's needed to do. So, as you say, I thought he come on and did all right. You know, won a couple of second balls, his passing was okay. You know, he should be a big player for us. We can't expect too much of him too soon, but slowly but surely, I'm sure he'll go from strength to strength. And it was fantastic to see him back on the field tonight. All the, you know, the team are proud of him and pleased for him. So, as I say, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. We've been beat. We'll take it on the chin. We've been beaten by a good side. You know, Bury are an ambitious club. They've got good players. You look at the team they've put out tonight, the likes of Ishmael Mayer, Tom Pope, Soares, you know, they're a good side. And our lads have had a good go. We've just come up short in probably all the little areas, only by a little bit. We can play better than what we did. We did show spells, but there is positives, and Peter Murphy was certainly one of them.